Another story. Cerulean Loss.
I got a tip from a friend that there was a guy that lived out near the sea. She said he can help.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We'll see if she was right.
It turned out that she was. Jaden and Cerulean battled more trainers as they traveled along the route to reach the house of William. Once they arrived, the man offered them a small meal and some tea. While they sat and talked, William's peaceful Persian rubbed against Jaden's leg and started purring when the boy scratched behind its pink ears. Meanwhile, a blue, aquatic-looking Pokemon with four legs and a sort of fish tail had curled up on Cerulean's lap.
Your Pokemon seem very relaxed,
Jaden observed. Oh, yes, I suppose so, William replied. We live a quiet life here, and the sound of the waves is very soothing.
What is this Pokemon?
Cerulean asked, motioning to the one on his lap. Oh, well, that is a Vaporeon.
A Vaporeon?
Yes. You've heard of an Eevee before, right? Cerulean gave a nod, and Jaden stopped petting the Persian for a second, starting to pay closer attention as the man began to explain. Well, for a long time it was believed that Eevee didn't evolve. Many trainers had tried to give them plenty of battling experience to see if they could reach some new potential. Now, it's been known for some time that certain Pokemon only evolve when exposed to certain rocks. But they've always seemed to be in line with the typing of the Pokemon. For example, certain water Pokemon need water stones to evolve, and grass types like your Oddish and Bellsprout can only reach their full potential when exposed to stones that are found near certain forests. Both boys were leaning in, focused hard on William's explanations of stones and evolution. They were very interested to hear how this was connected to Cerulean's question about Vaporeon. Because of the connections to typing and the rarity of these evolution stones, no one really tried them on Pokemon unrelated to the elements. No one was trying to see what a Thunderstone would do to a Bulbasaur, for example. Maybe early on, but people rapidly realized there was no point. Until my precious son was playing by the water with Eevee. According to the kiddo, there was something glittering in the water. Going after it seemed a good idea at first, but the winds made the waves a bit more unpredictable than usual. My child nearly drowned. Fortunately, the Eevee didn't just sit by and watch, but dived in, planning a rescue attempt, I guess. I don't think it thought through the problem of trying to drag my waterlogged kiddo back to shore with its tiny body, but it tried all the same. And that's when it connected with the gleaming stone out in the sea. We soon learned that Eevee must have latent water typing in its DNA because touching that stone almost instantly evolved the Pokemon into that Vaporeon there. Its body being designed for swimming through water, it had a much better time in rescuing my precious son. Not only did I not lose the child, but we also made an amazing discovery. Both boys looked over at the Vaporeon amazed. Cerulean was the first to say anything.
Well, that settles it. I want an Eevee now.
They're pretty rare, William said. But hopefully you will someday. Here, why don't you take this water stone? That way you can get your own Vaporeon should you find that Eevee.
Wow, thanks.
And you, William said, directing his attention to Jaden, take this leaf stone. Once you train your Pokemon enough to evolve them into Gloom and Weepinbell, you can use it on one of them. Choose wisely, though. Jaden nodded, taking the man's words seriously and trying to decide already which one he might prefer. The trio finished their meal, and the boys learned a few other tips on where to find certain Pokemon from William. Most of the conversation, however, was him talking about his son who was out on his own journey as a trainer. A few hours later, the boys left William's home and headed back toward Cerulean City. Before they got far, Jaden noticed a stone near the edge of the river feeding into the sea. Seeing that it had "Beloved Wife" etched into it, Jaden quickly put the pieces together. William had mentioned a son, but not a wife. The date of her death had been exactly 2 years ago.
Is that the real reason that Sunny sent us here? So William won't be alone today?
That question led Jaden to wonder what exactly the connection was between that girl and the friendly man that had just freely given them refreshments and evolution stones. It was a question he pondered all the way back to the city, and one that he never seemed to figure out an answer to. Once they reached the Pokemon Center, the two gave their Pokemon over to the nurse to be fixed up. They had been talking about Eevee most of the way back. Well, Cerulean had been doing most of the talking while Jaden's mind was elsewhere. But as they waited for their Pokemon to be returned, Cerulean changed topics.
So, you think you're going to try the gym again tomorrow?
Jaden shook his head.
No, I think I want to train with my Pokemon a little more. Maybe get Onish and Bellsprout to evolve?
Sure, that makes sense. I should probably train a little more too.
We can train together if you want.
That'd be great, actually. And maybe you could show me where you found those Pokemon. After all, I could use some grass types as well.
Yeah, totally. We'll head out after breakfast.
Great.
The Pokemon were brought back out, and after the boys collected them, they headed back to their rooms. The next day went just as they had discussed. Jaden brought Cerulean to the same area that Sunny had brought him, and while Cerulean hunted out Bellsprout and Oddish, Jaden battled any wild Pokemon that showed up. After lunch, they took a break from hunting and battled each other to get in some more practice. By that evening, Cerulean had managed to catch himself an Oddish, and Jaden's Bellsprout had evolved. That routine continued for a few more days. In that time, both Oddish became Gloom, and Cerulean had gotten very lucky and nabbed an Abra with a desperate toss of a Pokeball. The boys were feeling like they had made great progress, and that it was probably time they took another shot at Yakata of the Cerulean Gym. Entering the gym, Jaden felt nervous energy coursing through his body. It nearly made his feet run him right back out of the gym. It really helped to have Cerulean there with him, and knowing they both still needed to face the gym leader. Neither wanted to go first, but Cerulean had been faster at offering the first match to Jaden, and so he was stuck. Jaden stepped up to the edge of the pool and organized his Pokeballs so he knew where each of his partners was located. Yakata was kneeling on his side of the pool with eyes closed in meditation. Jaden took a Pokeball in hand, hoping that he was making a good decision on which to start with. With a signal, the trainer and the gym leader sent out their first Pokemon. Ivysaur emerged onto the floating platform for Jaden. The boy was shocked to see that Yakata had jumped right in with Starmie. Last time, the gym leader started off with weaker Pokemon. They both shouted out commands to their Pokemon, and Starmie was much faster. Waves of psychic energy consumed Mr. E, the Ivysaur, causing its legs to buckle. Right out of the gate, Jaden's starter was in rough shape. The Vine Whip hit Starmie, but it seemed relatively unfazed. Not wasting any time, Jaden pulled Ivysaur back in and unleashed a Spearow. Yakata seemed to anticipate a switch and also made a swap. He switched out his Starmie for a Dewgong. Once again, Yakata's Pokemon was faster, and Spearow's wings were frozen, causing the Pokemon to collapse into the water. It was defeated in just one hit. The rest of the match looked very much the same, with a mix of psychic and ice attacks cutting right through each of Jaden's Pokemon. Yakata's Pokemon were all left relatively unscathed. Jaden felt empty. There was nothing left after such a humiliating defeat. He slowly turned around and walked right by Cerulean without a word. Back at the Pokemon Center, Jaden lay in bed, staring at the ceiling. He mostly thought about the color of the paint and focused on any imperfections that existed there. Occasionally, his mind drifted to the battle and how useless he was. What he kept picturing was a speck of dust trying to break down a brick wall. That was the best comparison he could come up with to describe how that battle went. It was a painful thought, and that was when he would refocus his thoughts on an uninteresting ceiling. When Jaden heard knocking at the door, he blinked his eyes. They stung a little from being so dry, and he couldn't remember when he had closed them last. The shadows in the room also had changed, and he glanced over at the window. The sun was setting, which confused Jaden. He and Cerulean had headed to the gym right after breakfast. How could it already be so late? The knocking continued. Getting up, Jaden made his way to the door and opened it. Cerulean was on the other side. He looked exhausted.
Hey, Jaden.
Jaden grunted something that could have been an attempt at the word, hi.
So, Yakata's really tough.
The slow blink and continued staring of Jaden communicated his thoughts well enough. It might have been best translated as duh.
Right, well, I was thinking, maybe we just don't understand Yakata's battle style.
So?
Jaden finally spoke.
So, if that's the case, maybe you should try a different gym.
It took a moment for the words to sink in. When they did, Jaden started to feel a little less hollow.
Wait, so you think we might stand a chance at another gym?
Exactly. I mean, I don't think we can get beat any more than we have here.
Jaden nodded slowly, pondering Cerulean's words.
For sure.
Processing the idea more, Jaden said,
So, if we manage to defeat another gym leader, maybe we're not as bad as we feel right now. And we can go on to other gyms and eventually come back here.
That's what I'm thinking.
Then the only question is, where are we heading first?
The battle at the Vermilion City Gym went a lot smoother than the one at Yakata's gym. Cerulean and Jaden made sure to catch some Diglett and train them a bit before trying to earn their badge. Jaden was really surprised at how easy the match felt. Cerulean said he'd try his luck the next day after watching Jaden's match. He felt he needed to get a little more training in after seeing some of the gym leader's tactics. The next morning, Jaden was barely up before Cerulean arrived back at the center and showing off his badge.
Wow, you got an early start.
Couldn't help it. After training last night, I felt like I knew just how to handle the gym match. I wanted to try it out right away.
Did you get breakfast?
I grabbed the bite. I'll pick up something else on the way.
On the way?
Yeah, it's still early and I just got my badge. I want to get on the road and tackle the next gym.
After scraping up the last bits of food from his plate, Jaden shrugged.
All right, I'll just go grab my stuff.
Within a few minutes, both boys were back on the road to find the next town. Jaden was riding high on yesterday's victory and was happy he hadn't listened to Jared. It would have crushed his sister for him to have given up his dream. He couldn't do that to her after she took care of him for so long. Besides, it would have wounded his spirit too. The knowledge that he had just tossed it away would have eaten at him for the rest of his life. When they reached the next city, they found there was a checkpoint there. Officers were stopping trainers from walking right in.
Huh?
Jaden said, curious.
I wonder what's going on.
Cerulean was watching everyone intently as they slowly went through the checkpoints, answering the questions presented by the officers.
I don't know. It seems like they're checking IDs or something.
Wonder if they're looking for a criminal.
Yeah, maybe.
As the boys reached the checkpoint, they stopped Cerulean first. They asked him for his name, hometown, and where they were coming from. Upon learning that the boys were trainers, they also asked to see their gym badges. When Cerulean showed his to the officer, Jaden noticed that he had three. One of them looked like the Cascade badge from Cerulean City. Jaden frowned at that, wondering why his friend had kept that a secret, and he almost blurted out his question. Realizing that it might not be the best time for that, he clamped his mouth shut until he had to answer the same questions that Cerulean had been asked. After getting far enough away from the checkpoint, Jaden spoke up.
Why don't you tell me you beat Yakata?
Cerulean stopped and wouldn't meet Jaden's eyes directly.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I didn't want you to feel bad. I wanted you to still give it a chance. And hey, I was right, you know? You won in Vermilion.
Jaden continued to frown.
Yeah, that's probably the right call. Doesn't feel great now either. But, yeah, I might have given up if I knew them.
Placing a hand on Jaden's shoulder, Cerulean gave his friend a sympathetic look.
Hey, you'll get there. Vermilion was easy, and it's just gonna keep getting better as we work through the rest. Yakata won't see you coming when the time is right.
Hold up right there, boys. Cerulean and Jaden turned and saw an officer approaching them. Sorry, but I missed a question I was supposed to ask you. He looked over the pair of them very carefully, and it made Jaden nervous. When did you earn those badges? The boys remained silent for a moment, and then Cerulean started to speak.
Oh, it was probably a week.
Not realizing Cerulean was talking, Jaden rattled off his answer nervously once he processed what was being asked.
We just finished the Vermilion Gym yesterday.
Then I'm afraid you are both in serious trouble.
What?
Jaden was starting to panic. He did not want to be in trouble with the law. Cerulean, on the other hand, didn't say a word. We had reports that gym badges were being stolen. First in Cerulean and then Vermilion. It was said that two boys were working together. One would challenge the gym leader, then their partner would sneak in and steal the badges while everyone was distracted with the match. Jaden's stomach dropped. He couldn't believe he was being accused of stealing. Not just him, but Cerulean, too.
How? What? I would never.
And then it slowly dawned on Jaden. The thefts were real. The story wasn't even wrong. At least not completely. But Jaden had never seen Cerulean battle. After losing in Cerulean, Jaden left before his friend's match. Then, in Vermilion, Cerulean wanted to battle the next morning and made sure to leave before Jaden was even up. Horror was the expression Jaden's face wore when he turned and looked at an ashamed Cerulean.
You? How? Why?
I'll need you two to hand over all your badges, the officer said. And you are both hereby banished from the Pokemon League. Jaden was still staring at Cerulean and waiting for an answer. When the officer's words sunk in, he whipped his head around to face the man.
Wait, but I didn't do any...
The officer put up his hand to stop Jaden. I'm sorry, but the league takes a hard line on cheating. You can attempt to contact those that run the league and see if you can get them to reverse their decision, but I've never heard of anyone having any success there. Breathing had suddenly become difficult for Jaden. He felt like all air was being stolen away and kept out of reach. He couldn't be losing out on his dream. Not like that.
Jaden, run!
Cerulean's shout came with a shove. As Jaden snapped out of his spiraling thoughts, he felt oxygen return. Then he realized Cerulean had taken off, and he was running right behind him. He didn't even remember making the conscious decision to do that. The officer's voice called out after them. Jaden couldn't stop, though. It was too late. He was a criminal. Jaden didn't know how long they ran. He just knew he was exhausted by the end of it, and that it was very dark. He flopped to the ground while Cerulean took a seat on a nearby boulder.
I'm sorry, Jaden. I didn't mean to.
Don't talk to me right now.
The boy sat in silence. Cerulean held his knees close and looked at the grass below him. Jaden stared up at the night sky where thick clouds concealed the stars. He felt tears run down his cheeks as the fact that his dream had been obliterated sunk in deeper. It was all over. He would never become a league champion. Jaden wanted to go home to his sister, but then he realized he couldn't do that either. Not after becoming a fugitive.
What am I going to do?
Jaden whispered to himself. 3 days later, Jaden and Cerulean were standing before Jared. His triumphant grin frustrated Jaden to no end. Cerulean pleaded with the other boy to go easy on Jaden, but his efforts were futile. Just as Jared had wanted, all three of them were now part of a growing organization. What pleased Jared even more was because of the other two's hesitation, he had joined first and was put in charge of Cerulean and Jaden's training.
Welcome to Team Rocket, boys.
To be continued.